Good morning. This message is brought to you by First Baptist Church of Clearfield, located at 111 North 2nd Street. To hear this and other messages, please go to the church website at fbcclearfield.com. Pastor Matt Brown and his congregation invite you to worship the Lord with them Sunday mornings at 10:45.
Turn your Bibles to Psalm 23 this morning. Psalm 23. I just finished a mini-series in the book of Proverbs, and now I'm using this week kind of like a transition week, as we'll study Psalm 23 this morning, and then next week we'll get back into the Gospel of John at the beginning of John 6. So really looking forward to doing that next week. So Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So a four-year-old boy and his mother go into the biggest toy store in America. And as you can imagine, there was a great excitement and joy in the child's heart as he gets to see thousands of toys surround him as he walks. Now, because this is the largest toy store in America, one can easily get lost in the thousands of aisles that he passes of toys. And naturally, as the boy and his mother walk, the Power Ranger figures, the toy cars that he passes, they easily distract the boy. And at this time, the boy doesn't have a hold of his mother's hand because he wants to try all the Try Me buttons that, you know, every kid, even some adults, like to push. And they distract the boy. Minutes later, he realizes that he may be lost. He frantically starts to look around and he starts to panic because he can't seem to find his mother. His heart starts to race. His palms start to sweat. His mind wanders at all the possibilities of what will happen if he's lost. And as soon as he shouts out the word, "Mom!" his mother grabs his hand and says, "I am right here." And as he hears his mother's voice and he feels his mother's, the touch of her hand, he's instantly relieved. He's comforted. His fears soon go away, and he's at peace once again. How many times do we feel as that child? We feel these great fears start to build up in us as our lives may be spinning out of control. We're stressed. We don't know if we'll make it another day. Our family seems to not be getting along. We're fearful, not knowing what to try next. Maybe we just got sick. Our health deteriorates. Our family members in the hospital with a condition that's only growing worse. Fears overwhelm. Thoughts consume our minds. It's like, what will I do? It's like, what can I do? And we feel like that child where we start to feel a little bit of panic. Fear overtakes us. And in the midst of these fears, we need to turn our minds on the truth of God's word. We need to continually go back to passages like Psalm 23, which we will look at this morning. Now, obviously, this passage is very popular. Maybe you've heard it preached at a funeral or other outing. But I want you to study this passage with me and really look at it anew. Because this passage is just ingrained with deep theological truths that can reassure us of the provision we find in Jesus Christ. So I want you to notice three truths in this passage. And first is that Christ is our shepherd who satisfies. And we see that in verse 1. Christ is our shepherd who satisfied. Have you ever seen those stamps on products that say satisfaction guaranteed? Maybe you saw them on something you bought. Maybe it's a vacuum cleaner, a tool, or food. And it's saying, if you buy this product, your satisfaction is guaranteed. And in this psalm, David is it's like he's saying, because the Lord is my shepherd, satisfaction is guaranteed. You know, there's no returning the Lord because he didn't satisfy. He always satisfies, David says. And notice the relationship pointed out in the beginning of verse 1. We are Christ's sheep. As many of you know, I have two young sons. And with that father-child relationship, there's this relationship of belonging. So each of my sons could say, he is my father. I belong to him. And that's what David is doing here. He's saying, I belong to the Lord. He is my shepherd. There's a relationship. And what a great reminder that we are Christ's sheep. We belong to him. There is a relationship if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. And we can have confident assurance that we are his. You see, there's no doubt in David's mind. He said, he is my shepherd. I belong to him. This is the basis of the whole psalm. We are a cherished possession of God, and it's through this relationship that he gives us these abundant blessings. And if you're a believer here today, your identity is found in Jesus Christ. And that's where exactly where David starts out, showing where his identity is found. It is found in the Lord. Think about sheep. They're very helpless animals. They need a shepherd. They need a shepherd to protect them, to provide for them, to lead them and guide them. A sheep's life depends on who their shepherd is. So if they have this weak and bad shepherd, then they might get lost. They might get killed. But if they have this strong, this responsible shepherd, then they can feel safe and secure. And that's what David is saying. He's showing that I have the best shepherd there is, God. And we have the ultimate shepherd who is Christ. And when you think about that, who else or what else do we need? And since we are his sheep, then we can be satisfied in him. I shall not want. When you think about David's life, he knew adversity. Think about all the times he was being chased by Saul. He had spears thrown at him. He was hiding in caves. Yet amidst all that, he could say, I have everything that I want. I shall not want. Because Christ is our shepherd, we shall not want. We can be completely satisfied in him. He's able to supply our needs. He provides for us physically and spiritually. In Christ, we can say we lack nothing because of our relationship with him. There are people who get all that they want, yet they still seem to want things. In Christ, we can say, even though we don't get some things in life, we have all that we want in Christ. Are you continually looking for something more? Or are you satisfied in Christ? Do you need good health to be satisfied? Or are you satisfied in Christ right now? You see, we're pleased too easily with things of this world instead of being satisfied and pleased in Christ. Are you fearful of what is to come? Or maybe not making enough money? Or do you understand that God gives you exactly what you need each and every day? Are you content in life because of your relationship with him? We are to be satisfied in our identity with Christ. Not in what we attain, not in what we do. We are satisfied because who we are connected to. And that is Jesus Christ. So like that stamp that says, satisfaction guaranteed, we as Christians can say our satisfaction is guaranteed in him. And that's all we need is him. So when the worst possible thing that can happen in your life happens, you can still say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I have everything that I need already. I have Jesus Christ. And that's the most important thing in life. So after giving the basis of this psalm, David moves on to give specific ways of how God is his shepherd. And so you see the second truth in this chapter is that the Christ is our shepherd and host who cares. He's our shepherd and host who cares. Think about we all desire to find protection. We all desire to be provided for. Yet in our own power, we can only provide for ourselves and for our family so much. There's some things that are just out of our control. Ultimately, God has to provide and protect us. And David describes the ways in which the Lord cares for him in this passage. And the first way is that he has provision in verse 2. So when life is hectic, when life is out of control, we tend to seek comfort and peace in many places. So some of us may find comfort in taking a nap or going to sleep so we can kind of get away from our trials of life. We may read a book. We may talk to someone else to find some peace amidst this craziness. Or maybe we use our hobbies to get away from the chaos that's going on in our life. We all seek that comfort, that peace, when things are nuts. So no one likes to be uncomfortable. No one likes to not be at peace. So where is this ultimately found? It's found in God. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside still waters. What a great truth to know that God knows what is best for us. He's the one doing the leading, right? He's the one doing the guiding. He leads us there. He guides us. He makes us lie down, and he leads us beside those still waters. Now, many times we think we know what is best for us, but God knows what is best for us. And if we were leading, we would not find comfort and peace in this life. And you find that in many people's lives. They're searching, they're looking for what will make them happy, what will bring me peace, what will make me comfortable. But eventually they fail because earthly things were never meant to bring ultimate joy. Like wandering sheep that need to be led, we need Christ to lead us, to lead our souls to peace and rest. We need Christ to lead us to those green pastures, still waters, places of nourishment and rest. Now you're probably wondering, you know, what peace and rest could this be, considering, you know, my life seems out of control. I'm having conflict. I'm overwhelmed with life. But what other peace could it be other than what the Holy Spirit gives us as we enjoy Christ? What other rest could it be but the rest we find in Him? Christ brings the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So though life is flying around us, we can rest in Christ. We can trust His tender mercies. For one who is not one of Christ's sheep, when life is hard, when trials come, he has nothing to stand on. He has no peace or rest anywhere, but only temporary relief. But for us who are Christ's sheep, when those crazy circumstances come upon us, we find peace and we find rest in the promises of God. In His Word, we find nourishment to be healthy and to grow. His Word is the green pastures filled with truth that never go bare, that always satisfy. And we have the Holy Spirit to give us peace and encouragement. He is the Comforter. So there's provision in the shepherd, but also direction. Feeling directionless is a horrible feeling. I remember going to Canada and taking multiple wilderness trips where we would canoe across lakes, and then a thing called portage where you would carry a canoe or a backpack across land to another lake, and then you'd, you know, camp there somewhere in the wilderness. I took many of those trips. And one time I got separated from the group and I got lost for an hour or two. It's a scary feeling. not knowing where I was, not knowing which path to take. It's like, should I keep going? Should I turn around? Should I take another path? But thankfully, with Christ, we don't have to feel that way. We have a shepherd who guides us. There will be times in your life where you'll be completely exhausted, completely worn down. I know there's times where I thought, how am I ever going to get this done? We feel like our heads are barely above water. We're pulled down by life. But God gives us great encouragement because David says, He restoreth my soul. When we do feel exhausted and worn down, He revives our spirit. He encourages us. He refreshes us through His precious word. David also says, He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. So shepherds had to constantly be moving their sheep to new pastures. They had to take different paths. And the shepherd's name and reputation was actually at stake for how well they would lead their sheep. And David is picturing this when he makes this statement. So when we become one of Christ's sheep, He leadeth us on right path. There are some times when we think we know the right way, but it real ultimately is God who leads us the right way. I know once I was traveling and I thought, oh, I could just pick and choose the right way to get to my destination. Oh, this seems right. And I find out that wasn't so good. I got even more lost. When you have a map, when you have a GPS, they show you the right path. Typically. Right? Sometimes they're like, oh, that's messed up, right? So I can get there. So it is with God. We trust Him to show us the right way to get to our destination. We don't trust ourselves, but we need to obey Him. We need to follow the path that He has shown us. And why does He lead us in righteousness? For the sake of His name. So it's all for His glory. We often think that the world revolves around us, but it doesn't. It revolves around God. All God does is for the glory of His name. He leads us into holy living and righteousness for His glory. So there's provision, there's direction in the shepherd, but also protection. Verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil. Protection. So life would not always be green pastures and still waters. There would be times of darkness. Though I go through trials and hard times in life, though death may loom over me, I will not fear. It's a fact of life. We will have trials. We will go through difficult times. We have all had them, but we must not fear. We don't fear. We don't run, but we walk. Calmly and confidently in Christ's protection and leading. So though you have no money, though your family member is seriously sick, though your family members and co-workers don't get along, you can rest assured that God is with you. His rod and His staff, they comfort you. His leading, His sovereignty, His guiding comfort you. Because I know that God is in control. He's leading. I can be comforted and that He's with me even in the valley of the shadow of death. Because He's your shepherd, you don't have to fear those hard times. Because why fear when the one who created the universe, the one who is working everything out for His good pleasure, is in control? Like I said earlier, David went through many hard times. Yet through all this, David could rest in the fact that God was in control. His rod and His staff comforted him. And as I live longer, I notice how much instability, how many hard times there really are. There are days when you're emotionally worn down. There are times when you don't even know how you will pay the bill. There are phases in life when you have no idea what to do next. You're perplexed by the uncertainty of things. Maybe for you, you're depressed right now with life and you feel like everything is just going wrong. We can say with David, I will fear no evil. Even in the valley of darkness, even when death looms over me. So it shows us that bad things do happen to us. Bad things happen to David. He was chased down and attacked. But it means we don't have to fear because the situation is under the control of God and we rest in that. We trust that, you know, he's got it. There won't be anything that happens to you that God doesn't know about or that he won't be with you through. And since we are Christ, we can find comfort and peace in him, our shepherd. There's provision in our shepherd, direction, protection. And it's interesting because David quickly changes the picture here of the Lord. So he's talking about he's a shepherd, you know, he protects and guides. But then he talks about how he's a host. So you kind of see a different picture here. And you see that in verse 5 where he's this gracious host. And it shows that we have abundance in him. So some of you may have experience with a bad host. Maybe it was the host the whole time. They talked about other people. Maybe they didn't give you any attention at all. They just kind of ignored you. This isn't fun because you don't really feel wanted. Like, you know, why did you even invite me here? But with God, he's the ultimate good host for his guests. David says, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. We see the able protector is also the abundant provider. Even when our enemies surround us, our gracious host provides us with food. I think about if we were typically surrounded by enemies and you're hungry, you probably not want to eat or maybe just quick, you know, eat something because you don't really feel safe, right? But look at this meal. There's no rush. There's no hurried eating because you're secure in him. Christ prepares a meal. We sit down and we enjoy it. Even though our enemies are surrounding us, we're at peace. We're filled. Our enemies, they're powerless to prevent us from enjoying God's generous hospitality. We have this great abundance in God. We don't need to fear. So David doesn't deny that there be enemies around us. But there's no reason to fear because of who our host is. This table is this image of relationship, of feasting on God's truth. And then he uses this phrase, he anoints my head with oil. Now in our day, we don't quite understand this or even would want this. But in those days, it showed something important. A host would anoint his guest and it would show honor and respect and dignity. So God has invited us as a guest. He has prepared the meal. And he has shown us love and respect. He's the good host who cares. And he says, my cup runneth over. He gives me more than enough. Whenever I hear this phrase, I picture, you know, you go into someone's house and so you're the guest and they're the host and you're seated at the table and you say, what do you want? You know, water, lemonade, tea, milk, whatever. And you pick one and they start pouring your drink. And naturally, you watch them as you pour it, and you expect, okay, they'll fill it up to the top. But imagine they're filling it, and they just keep pouring more and more, and it's overflowing and overflowing. Now, at first, you might think, you know, wow, that's making a mess. But also, you might think, wow, they're really giving, right? It's just like, my cup is overflowing. They're generous. It's running over. And you're astonished at how giving they are. And that's what God is saying. I am like your host, pouring your cup, and it's just running over constantly. Your cup never goes empty. So not only does God want enough in our cup, but he wants our cup to overflow. He wants to give us abundant life. He wants to give us blessing. He wants the best for us. He's invited us to dinner, prepared it, and has overflowed our cup. Yet how often do we neglect to go to him? And the host was responsible in these days for protection, but also providing meals. And that's what the picture here is. God is the ultimate protector and provider. He cares for us. He spread this dinner table in the midst of our enemies so we can feel secure. And blessing and security are found in our gracious host. And then what you see in verse 6 is David, I believe, here gives a summary and a response to all these blessings as he shows us that Christ is our shepherd who is good. He's good. We like to be around people who care about us and who love us. We don't really want to be around someone who treats us badly, who doesn't really care about us. Within this whole chapter, David demonstrates that goodness and mercy come from being the Lord's sheep and guest. And verse 6 is a summary statement of all that he's talked about and also a response to this goodness. So God's word should initiate a response in our lives, and what we see in David is confidence. There's nothing better than being able to have confidence in someone. And what David is showing is that he has confident assurance that goodness and mercy would follow him all the days of his life. He says, they shall follow me all the days. There's no question in his mind. He's like, I know, I'm confident that goodness and mercy will follow me because he's my shepherd. He does all these things. I can know what my future will hold, and it's going to be attended by unfailing love. And through all these blessings, we find that common theme, goodness and mercy. And what a promise for us that we as Christians can say, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. But even look back on your life as a Christian. Can you say this? Goodness and mercy have followed me all my days. I hope you can. Because God has done some amazing things. You might not have noticed it, but he has done goodness and mercy towards you. And in this world, we many times don't find goodness and mercy. But through everything we go through, we can say that goodness and mercy are given to us by God. We can have confidence in him, but also constant fellowship. David's response to this love is, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So it's like, God is so good that I can't help but try to be in his presence all the time. I can't help but seek him. I can't help but seek his presence all my days. He's expecting ongoing opportunities of intimate fellowship with the Lord. And we as Christians have been provided with this great security, these great blessings. So the natural response should be, I want to be close fellowship with the Lord. I want to talk to them regularly in prayer. I want to be in his word. I want to seek him and what he says. It's like, why would you not want to be near God when he has done so much for you? And that's what David does. It's like, I can't help. I want to be there. I want to be in his presence. God has sent his son to die for us. He was raised again so that we would receive life. Why would we not want to give our lives back to him in devotion, in seeking to have even further communion with him? How could we not say that God is good to us? He's provided his son as a sacrifice for us. He's been merciful to us, and we didn't deserve it all. We didn't deserve anything. He has provided blessing and peace and comfort and life and direction. Why do we need to fear? David is clear that there are times when you go through valleys. You're going to have times where enemies are surrounding you. That's a normal part of life. In your individual life, that you will go through hard times, but you don't have to fear because you have a good shepherd. Even in the midst of your kids growing up, your struggles with health, God is good. In our church, I mean, we may go through times of uncertainty, but we remember that we have the chief shepherd who knows the best for us and who will guide us and lead us. Even in the middle of change, even in the middle of feelings of instability, we have a God who cares for us. And since we have a God who cares, we can be confident knowing that He is good. Goodness and mercy will follow us. So we need to continue seeking that close fellowship with Christ. We press onward. God is taking care of us even when we don't recognize it. And so in all this, we say, do not fear. Do not fear, for goodness and mercy come to those who abide in Christ, our shepherd and host. We are Christ's sheep, and what that means is that we can know what the future will hold. Unfailing love, goodness and mercy. Rest in knowing that you belong to Christ, and those who belong to Christ can be satisfied. They shall not want. And as we go back to think about that four-year-old in the beginning, he went to that toy store. Fears overwhelmed him because he thought his mother was gone. Psalm 23 reminds us that we never have to have that feeling because we know that Christ is going nowhere. He's always by our side. He is with us. And goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. So there will be goodness and mercy will be there. They'll be there in the green pastures and in the still waters, but they'll also be there in the valley. They'll be in there in the valley of the shadow of death, but also in the presence of your enemies. So although fears may rise up in our lives, Christ is our shepherd who guides and provides for us. So don't fear. For the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you are our shepherd. And that means a lot of good things. Because you are the perfect and good shepherd who we can trust. You know the beginning from the end, and so you can guide perfectly in the right path. You have all power so you can protect us. You have all provision so you can provide for us. And you are surely good and merciful to us. Help us to respond rightly, like David did, to want ongoing opportunities with you, to want to know you more, to want to be in your presence. Help us to respond in devotion to you because of what you have done for us. In Christ's name, amen.